"Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" I mean, who's not at some point asked that question? Where did these weeds come from? You may not have used those same words, and you may not have spoken it aloud, but I'll bet that everyone has at some time or another asked the question. Maybe you've read or watched the news and wondered, how did the world get this in this shape? Or how did we get to this point, one headline after another? Maybe life circumstances left you asking yourself, how did my life get like this? What has become of me? We could all list the hurts and wounds of our life, the betrayals, the resentments, the addictions, fears, and loneliness. On and on, the list could really go. Perhaps you've been faced with a major loss in your life, a devastating illness or other tragedy, and you just want to know why. Why, if God is good and loving, did this happen? Where then did these weeds come from? We often live with the assumption that if we do good, work hard, and be nice, everything should work out as we want. That's the mindset of the slaves in today's parable. "Master," they asked the farmer, "did you not sow good seed in your field?" Of course he did. They knew that he did. That's why that they are so surprised when they discover the weeds. The weeds have shattered their mindset. This is not supposed to happen. Where then did these weeds come from? There's an urgency in their question. They want to know what happened and who is responsible. So do we. That's what we want to know when we discover weeds in our fields. We want an explanation and someone that we can blame, someone we can hold accountable or even punish. Far too often we see that in our political bickering, our Facebook posts, and even in our privately held opinions. Jesus, however, seems much less interested in this approach, much more than we are. He doesn't give it much time or attention. "An enemy has done this," he says. That's it. Jesus doesn't explain it. The word used here as devil also means slanderer. So he doesn't actually identify the specific name of the enemy either. And he doesn't give instructions to find, drive out, or punish this enemy. Behind our desire for an explanation and the name of the culprit is a truth many of us neither like nor want to accept. It's one of the challenges of today's gospel. And like I told you last week, Jesus doesn't simply spell it out for us. We have to work for it. The gospel always challenges the way we think, the way we see, act, and live. It's a challenge to become more than who we think we are. It's a challenge that arises every time we face the weeds of our life and the world. The reality, according to Jesus, is that our lives and our world are a field in which good and evil, life and death, joys and sorrows, that which we want and that which we don't want, grow and live side by side. The wheat and the weeds stand together in our world and in each of our lives. That, Jesus says, is what the kingdom of heaven is like. That's good news for us. It means that despite the weeds in us and around us, the kingdom is still here. The weeds do not overcome or make absent God's kingdom. It may not be the fullness of the kingdom, but it is nevertheless the kingdom. But what about those weeds? What do we do about them? I mean, surely we should do something. Not according to Jesus. "Let them grow together until the harvest," he says. But that makes no sense. How can we just let them be? I mean, the the weeds are bad and the wheat is good, we must do something. We need to take a stand. We need to draw the line. We need boundaries. "Don't you want us to pull the weeds?" the slaves asked their master. "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them." These aren't just generic weeds. The parable speaks of a particular weed, sometimes known as darnel or false wheat. It grows with the wheat. It looks like real wheat, and its roots intertwine with the roots of the wheat. The difference between the two is not always readily apparent and can only be determined as wheat or weed after they mature. It seems the separation between the wheat and the weeds is not as clear-cut or black and white as Facebook, the media, or whatever our own rock-solid personal opinions want us to believe. In any event, we are not the ones to make the judgment. We are not the ones to uproot and destroy those that we see as weeds. Jesus is clear about that. Let them grow together until the harvest. Jesus shows more interest in growth than extermination. He is willing to wait and be patient. I find great hope in this. Let them grow together. I'm grateful that God lets us grow together. You see, there are times in our lives that we certainly look like weeds, and at other times we look like wheat. By letting us grow together, God gives us a chance to change as we mature. Instead of being cut off and discarded, we get time to gather together as disciples. We get time to be pruned and shaped. We get time to allow the Holy Spirit to help us grow into the goodness and the nature of Christ that we were planted to become. Amen.